It's been about a month since the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead, and I'm still pissed. I cannot believe that Sophia is dead. But I'm still not at the point where I've admitted that it was quality television. I think that's more of a personal problem than anything else. I think it's because I'm so deeply rooted in the graphic novel and the comic book series, because it's just so goddamn good. Before I started reading The Walking Dead a couple of years ago, I read things like The Goon, which was fantastic. A lot of Spider-Man. Some Wolverine here and there. But never anything that connected me so much to the characters as The Walking Dead. I mean, these characters just have so much going on for them, and it's just so easy to fall in love with each and every one of them, knowing that their time in this world is incredibly short. But at the same time, Sophia was something different. She was a child. Nobody likes to see children die. But that's not the thing. The thing is, Carl and Sophia are supposed to represent what it is like for a child to grow up in a zombie apocalypse. It's one of the things that roots The Walking Dead in reality. When everything else seems bizarre, and everything else seems completely unrealistic, I mean, seriously, we're talking about a goddamn zombie apocalypse here. The fact that the characters are so relatable, and at the same time, you can see Rick's genesis as a grown man, and all the things that he's gone through, and how it's affected him, and how it's bogged him down, and how it's just destroyed his soul in so many different ways, and it's forced people like Glenn and Maggie to grow up a lot faster than they thought they had to. And then lastly, how it affects Carl and Sophia. How they're not like normal kids anymore. How they've been robbed of their childhood. And while you can say Sophia has been robbed of more than her childhood, and that it was entertaining, it just robs the series of something that could have been fantastic moving forward. You still have the relationship between Rick and Laurie. You still have the relationship between Glenn and Maggie. There's no Michonne yet, obviously. And Dale and Andrea are not a couple. And certain people, Shane, are still alive. But it's still a good show. It's just not nearly as good as it could have been. There's a reason why the creative team behind this show was let go at the end of the first season. They screwed up. The show was not as good as it could have been. And it kind of feels like the same exact thing has happened this season. The show's good. It's getting ratings. But it's not as good as it could have been. Sophia's death is symbolic as far as the way the rest of the season will go, but it also might be the catalyst to possibly some more firings on the creative team of this show. You don't have to change things in order to make a show palatable for a television audience. You can present the same exact material, a more television-friendly way without sacrificing the grit and beauty that makes something what it is. At its core, The Walking Dead is a sublime dark comedy. It exposes humanity's faults for what they are and allows them to look past those things and accept their faults and to be able to grow and continue to ask more of themselves in spite of them. The way the television show has gone so far, it's more like a pity party for people who have lost their way and don't know if things are ever going to be the way they should be or the way they used to be. With Sophia's death, one thing is for sure, however, though, this show is not going to be what it's supposed to be.